Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today for a program that I've been looking forward to for a few weeks. Bill Stokes is back with us. Bill has a new memoir out. It's called Treason, An Apologia to Trees. And it is a dandy book, and we'll talk with him about it in just a minute or two, as a matter of fact. But here we are in the middle of our winter member drive, and Kate Archer Kent, I dragged her into the studio. She didn't want to come, but you got to come.
Kicking and screaming, Larry. Always.
She's with me to ask you to invest a few minutes to support your WPR listening.
Listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs you count on, programs like The Larry Mueller Show. And that is why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
You know, last time we heard, I think it was from 19... contributors.
13, I think, last hour, and 20 gifts this hour. I'm gonna keep you honest.
Maybe
Larry.
I should refresh the computer screen. Well, anyway, we've got, what's our goal? Just so I know, what's our goal this hour?
20 gifts is our goal this hour. So how about I take it from here? Let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time, and let's start with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now I've got the right screen up. Okay. Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, of course, and that's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of our funding for our shows, that quality is possible thanks, of course, to you.
That is right. Your contribution makes The Larry Mueller Show possible, makes so many others as well. And when you give, you're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. So make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe you listened to WPR in school as a kid. I did that. Mm-hmm. Maybe in your car with your parents. I used to listen at home at noon with my mom and dad when they would play the noon show. Always a lot of fun, and well, that's how I found it. Maybe you found it on your own. No matter how you first tuned in, you probably want to see WPR continue. It's an important part of Wisconsin.
And if you've never given before, now is the time to do your part. It's never too late to make that first contribution of, say, $10 or $20 a month. It's easy, doesn't take long. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We have an exciting drawing. You could win $250 to spend at your favorite technology store when you make a gift of any amount for the WPR programs you love. Upgrade your electronics or try something new. You'll have three chances to win. No contribution is necessary. You can enter by sharing your name, address, email, and phone number with WPR at 888-202-2552. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our winter member drive. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support and your contribution. Maybe it's $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference for our entire community.
And giving to WPR is so easy. It is really not the red tape you think it might be. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
Just takes a couple of minutes to make your contribution, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, we've got a lion's share left of this hour, and we're looking for 18 more gifts, 18 more people to join in. We can do that.
Sure we can.
Yeah, you make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kate and I both contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, but we are not included in the little bonus that everybody else is. You're going to be entered to win $250 to spend at your favorite technology store when you make a gift of any amount for the program you love. You can give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and you'll have three chances to win. And if you're a sustainer and making those ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
Well, here's a nice note. Mary Lou in Milwaukee says, we support your programs, particularly The Larry Mueller Show and TT Book, to the best of our knowledge. So that's really nice.
That is indeed. Your gift, very powerful, really makes a difference. Go right now. If you haven't done it yet, do it now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you very much. And you can do that while you listen to me talk with Bill Stokes about his latest book. It's titled Treason, An Apologia to Trees. And Bill's been with me a couple of times, I think, in the past on other books that he's written, and it's always a lot of fun. He's, of course, a retired journalist. He wrote columns and feature articles for four different newspapers during a 35-year career and has authored at least a half dozen books. You can join in with your questions and comments. Maybe you are an avid reader, like me, of Bill's columns, or maybe you have a question about one of his books, or about some of the pieces that he's written. The number to call is 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Bill Stokes, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Larry. Pleasure to be here.
I tell you what, I started reading your book, and somebody was looking at me really strange, was worried about me, I think, because I was crying and I was laughing so hard. I was absolutely, tears were running down my cheeks. It is a fantastic collection of stories. Thank you so much for putting it together.
Well, I really appreciate that, Larry. It was really a fun book to do, and it's fun for any of us to look back at our lives and try to wring some more meaning out of some of the things that happened. But this was a fun thing to do, and it covers lots of territory.
It does indeed. And I was, what amazed me the most, I think, well, not maybe not the most, but what really amazed me was, I'm thinking, Bill, you are much better organized than I am, because you've got a collection here of stories from the very first stories you wrote right up to your last stories for the Chicago Tribune.
Well, that happened sort of accidentally, and with the help of granddaughter Sarah, who organized boxes of clippings some years ago, and then to my wife Phyllis, who more recently dived into this trove of disorganized clippings, and it was made it a lot easier for me, because I started out with just a bunch of old gray newspaper clippings, and I got help to be able to use the material. A lot of the stories, you know, newspaper stories have a one-day shelf life.
Yeah.
And it just seemed to me that some of these were good enough so that they deserved a relook, and that's kind of what the book is.
Yeah, I would call it a memoir, would you?
I guess, yes.
I wondered, what made you, or what was your impetus for wanting to become a journalist?
I suppose, like all people in our business. You know, the ego is involved. Or, you think you are worthy of bringing information and news to people, and you get excited about that. And it's like, you know, as a kid, you just say, "Hey, Mom, look here." And that is kind of how it evolved for me. I had no intentions of ever being a journalist, but it just kind of happened, and it served me well. As you may remember reading, I got my first job because of Ed Gein.
Yeah.
And it just went from there.
That's a great story. And by the way, you were at Stevens Point, the newspaper there, and they hired you because, well, you had applied for several jobs at various places, and then they were busy. He wanted to hire you, but he was too busy with Ed Gein.
Well, yes. the reporter at the Stevens Point Journal was hired on the strength of his work with the Ed Gein story, was hired by the Milwaukee Sentinel. That created the reporter opening at Point. So, thank you, Ed Gein.
Oh, my goodness me. And here you are. You're off, and you got a family. You're five kids, a wife and five kids.
That is true. And $85 a week, big money. But it was a wonderful job. You're thrown into everything. You have to go cover a county board when you don't even know what a county board is. And it was just a great first job.
And it was, I think you had, you know, coming out of a journalism school here at the UW, I'm sure, and you even write about it a little bit, you had some grandiose notions about what it would be to be a writer, and a newspaper writer, and then you wind up at Stevens Point for your first job, and the stories that you wrote to begin with were probably not, I'm sure, were not of the vein of what you had originally had in mind. There were a couple that you include in there that I really laughed a lot about your, not so much about the stories, well, a little about the stories, but your comments about the stories. And one I remember, well, there were a couple I remember. One was, one of the first one was man sleeps through a heart attack.
Yes, yeah. Well, that was just typical of the wonderful things that happen that don't make news, but in this case, I got to write about them. My first story that I wrote was about, you're talking about sleep through heart attack.
Yeah.
Let me just quickly read that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Two customers drove into a Stevens Point filling station Friday night and found the attendant sitting slumped over a desk. Their efforts to rouse him were futile, and fearing he had suffered a heart attack, they called police. Two policemen responded to the call and succeeded in waking the attendant, who had merely been sleeping. Now, that's the kind of, you know, as someone interested in words, I was had thoughts about being a great a novelist and doing great literature, and this is what I end up doing. But it was great fun for a long time.
We're going to have him read some more, I think, as we move along here, Bill Stokes, as we talk about his latest book, which is really a great read. It's Treason, An Apologia to Trees. And I'm telling you, you're going to have a lot of fun reading that book. And here we are in our winter member drive. It's one of the kind of a nice time to talk about this book because you rely on the Ideas Network for interesting discussions, the opportunity to learn new things, and at the same time, we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong, and listener support plays a pretty big role, Kate Archer Kent.
It sure does. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and it's really why a gift now of any amount makes an important difference at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we got about 38 minutes left in the hour, and looking for 18 more people, I think, to join in. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener-powered, and it means that your donation right now makes a big difference at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We try here to expand your horizons, and every day you hear a take on the news you haven't maybe thought of before. Maybe you're going to hear a conversation with someone who's doing interesting work, has done interesting work here in the state. Maybe the music is what you like. And you go out into the world, I'm pretty sure, a whole lot more informed and a connected person.
And so does everyone in the community who listens. WPR is funded by people like you. So thank you for making Wisconsin a better place by supporting high-quality news, these interesting book conversations, the talk, the music that we all benefit from. Give now. Any amount will do at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Might have a monthly subscription for your cell phone and maybe Netflix or Hulu or Apple.
Sure.
Yeah, Apple TV Plus. Now we're asking you to support WPR like you pay for the other services you rely on.
But the difference here is that you decide how much to give. So support the programs that are part of your day. Become a WPR sustainer. Sustain the Larry Mueller Show. Choose a monthly gift amount that works for you. Then set up ongoing installments at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is $10 Tuesday. Ask for your new WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month. You'll provide ongoing support for the essential news and refreshing entertainment you rely on, and you'll love your new t-shirt. It's only available for $10 a month today. $10 Tuesday. Ask for your t-shirt now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Almost forgot it was $10 Tuesday. I've got to get an extra contribution.
Has a nice
in
ring to it.
I've got to get an extra contribution in to get my t-shirt. Give it. What about you? Give it WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And make that contribution during our winter member drive. Larry Mueller with Kate Archer Kent. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
All right. Well, we've got 35 minutes or so left this hour. We're looking for 17 more people to join in. And thank you so much if you've already given.
And if you haven't, please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
That's right. It does. And Wisconsin has access to the quality news and these talk conversations and the entertainment because 50,000 individuals and households choose to support WPR.
And we work on the honor system here.
We sure do.
Yeah, join this team effort with your gift right now. Maybe it's $10 a month. But you decide the amount, but then just go ahead and make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Heard from Anthony in Muskego, who says, I donate to support Simply Folk and The Larry Mueller Show. Good to hear from Anthony.
Well, Anthony is a smart, good-looking listener, is what I like to think. Thanks, Anthony, very much for your support. And what about you? Your gift is powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thanks a bunch. Talking today with Bill Stokes. Bill has a new book out. It's called Treason, An Apologia to Trees. And it's really a memoir of his career at and life with four newspapers in Stevens Point, and then at Wisconsin State Journal in Madison, and then on to the Milwaukee Journal, and then the Chicago Trib. And so we follow him through his career, and he includes many of the stories that he wrote for all four of those newspapers. We've been talking a bit about the early stories. You know, what was the best thing about working for a paper? You know, it's a small daily, like the Stevens Point paper.
Well, I think it was learning that you had to do all of the aspects of journalism. You had to do the boring meetings and but you could also had the freedom to go off on tangents and write about people. I think, you know, people is what it's all about in journalism, and that's what was the guiding force in my work. I think, you know, listeners might be interested in the fact that at my age, you can still be creative and contribute. While I'm, you know, I'm not quite as old as public radio, I am older than Willie Nelson. And he is only 90. So this is a sort of a demonstration for others that, you know, if you you can sit up and see things and remember, it's just a great experience to be creative in any form. And treason, and that's spelled T-R-E-E-S-O-N, allowed me to do that. And Phyllis and I live in a independent living place at this point in our lives, and we see a lot of people around us who are still creative and living full lives. And I like to think that maybe the book would help others perhaps do some of that.
Well, I would certainly agree with you. And you haven't lost your touch for humor or reflective irony. The humor part of it, I'm going to go back to that those first couple of chapters and days in your writing. You covered the police beat. I know you got in trouble once when there was an actual robbery.
Well, yeah, I guess I overreported that. It was when the Bancroft Bank was robbed by a guy who kind of did it on impulse because he used, for a weapon, he used a ballpoint pen. And I did a man on the street, man in the tavern, sort of a follow-up story, and it offended the bank president no end. He called up my editor and canceled his subscription and demanded apology, but his point was that the only time Bancroft made any news was when something bad happened, which is kind of true.
Yeah, he was not at all happy with that from this. And you were putting him in there with quotes from other people who were, I think he might have considered less desirable.
Well, yeah, I probably had him mixed in with some of the tavern quotes, and he had not been in the tavern. So, but that was my first sort of big story, and I tried to make more out of it than I probably should have, but it was just one of those, I guess, where your curiosity and maybe your writer's reporting ego gets away from you.
Well, I'll even back up one from that, because there was one other. I laughed so hard. There was one story that you titled, or that was titled probably by the editor, maybe. But it was "Dog Kills All of Deputies' Chickens and Sheriff's."
Yes. Well, the Sheriff Juan Sursky was a wonderful character. And he kept chickens in town where he lived, in his backyard. And he had a number of chickens that were owned by one of his deputies. If I can find that, I will read it. But in any case, when I talked to the sheriff about this story, he said that all of the deputy's chickens had been killed, but only one of his. And the deputy declined to comment. But it was those kinds of fun things that made the beat in Stevens Point such a wonderful thing. I said in here somewhere about it's like taking your senses on a morning romp around town like a bunch of dogs. It was just a great, great experience.
It reminded me of one of my own stories when I was in Trinidad at the University of the West Indies for a year. There was a bar that I would frequent, and I was often traveling, and the couple of the gals there asked me to go to the duty-free and get them some perfume because it was cheaper if I did, you know, if I bought it. So I said, sure. So I think it was $25 or so. I said, I'll just pick it up, and then I'll pay you, or you can pay me when I come back, and while I was away, the bar was robbed, and I came back and I gave them the perfume, and I said, "Well, and it's $25." And they said, "Well, when the robbers were there, they took our money and they took your $25." So I never, and that when I read the chicken story, I thought it'd be. The sheriff saying, "Well, all of your white chickens were killed, but my 30 were not."
Well, just to prove that all my early stories were not about chickens, here's one that the headline is, "Heifer Killed by Car in Town of Stockton." A car driven by Alloway's Iwetsky, Milwaukee, struck and killed a 2-year-old heifer owned by James O'Keefe, Route 1, Stevens Point, Friday at 10 p.m., 2 miles north of Arnett. That's a news story for you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you actually, you know, you did get to talk to Ed Gein, by the way, at some point. in your life. He was kind of responsible for you getting the job in the first place because of the other reporter getting moved to another newspaper.
Yes, I don't think that I outright thanked him, but this was at a sanity hearing in Wautoma, and some Milwaukee lawyer used to drag Ed out to for a sanity hearing just to get lawyer publicity. There was obviously no chance Ed was going to get turned loose, but I was sitting next to him in this courtroom, and a court artist, a young woman, had drawn a picture of him, and I asked Ed what he thought of it. And he looked at it quite carefully, and he said, well, maybe could have been a little more handsome. I mean, keep in mind that this is a ghoul who was the basis for the movie Psycho, but he's got a sense of humor. Ed, as probably everybody knows, ended up dying in Madison, Wisconsin, out at the mental hospital. Of natural causes.
He made it through the rest of his life. Oh, my goodness. Bill Stokes, our guest today. Questions for Bill or comments? I hope you'll join in. I haven't given that number at all, so let me do it right now. It's 800-642-1234. Or you could email us, shoot an email to ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. Here we are right in the middle of our winter member drive, and Kate Archer Kent came galloping back into the studio to let me know that it's our turn to talk for a minute. So the largest source of funding for our shows, of course, comes from listeners like you, and this drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to. So I hope you'll take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, here's where we stand on the leaderboard. When 13 more people join in during the next about 20 minutes, we will meet our goal. And these hourly goals, they're set to make sure that we have the funding for the programs you enjoy, like the Larry Mueller Show. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As I said earlier, I've been looking forward to talking with Bill Stokes for a while, just because he was my hero when I was growing up. I wanted to be a writer like Bill Stokes. and I read everything he ever wrote. And so it's such a treat for me to talk with him and about his life. And I think it's a benefit to you as well. How your life gets enriched, I think and I hope, pretty much every day. Here on Wisconsin Public Radio and this show and all the other shows. We're kind of unique, I think, in a way. We're listener-sponsored. That sort of makes us unique. And when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
That's right. And everyone should make the gift that is comfortable, that works for them. And for you, that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
Yeah, maybe that's what you pay for a cable or maybe your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. Put a value on it, like other things that are important to you, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio it is Wisconsin. I moved here from another state, and that was my introduction to Wisconsin. And every day, that's how I know what's going on in Wisconsin. On a monthly basis, I'm contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. When I hear them talk about sustaining members, I realize that's me. And I kind of like that. Contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio makes you feel like you're part of a family or like a community. That's how I feel every month. And even if they're just giving a small amount, they can feel that way too. I'm Bridget from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Bridget, thank you very much for those comments and for your sustaining contribution. I hope you'll do the same. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. Your support makes our shows, the ones you rely on, possible. Mm-hmm. And your gift might be $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And you might be wondering, you know, how much should I give? What is that right amount? And it really is up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into programs like this one, and that'll keep you informed and entertained all year long.
So make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I just love it here as the minutes tick by and the gifts come in. We're looking for now 12 more gifts this hour. You make WPR possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, you'll be entered in an exciting drawing today. There are three people who will win $250 to spend at their favorite technology store. No contribution necessary. You can see WPR.org/drawing for details. But what the heck? I think better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount. So why not do that at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's super easy to set up the monthly donations right from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you'll provide ongoing support for the programs you love. Larry, I want to get in one more message here. Andrew in Fitchburg says, thanks for another great year of programming. Happy to have local shows like The Larry Mueller Show.
Andrew, thank you so much. What about you now? Your gift, very powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thanks a bunch. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking with Bill Stokes, great writer. His latest book is titled Treason, an Apologia to Trees. And it's really a memoir of his career with the four newspapers he worked at for 35 years. Questions or comments, you can join in. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. And let's take a call. Janelle in Green Bay, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Well, first of all, I'm happy to also have been a sustainer since 2014, Wisconsin Public Radio tells me. But I'm very happy to meet your guest this morning, and I'm wondering whether he recalls an early 1960s story when a chunk of the Sputnik was believed to have landed near Big Falls, Wisconsin.
I have a vague recollection of that. But then most of my recollections are vague. But I'm sure that I must have written a column about it. Do you think that's true? Did I?
Because I wasn't born yet, but
Oh my God! Most people in my life are give me that line. I wasn't born yet.
Oh,
I do remember the incident, but I don't remember writing about it. Mm. I must have though.
You must have.
I wrote about everything.
He did indeed. Janelle, is there any particular reason why you asked about that, or was that just something an itch you wanted to scratch?
No, there's a young man in Big Falls, I'm told, who planted a piece of metal that had accumulated from the welding machine that he worked on during the week. And there were believed to be chunks of the Sputnik possibly falling across the U.S. And so he may have gone out behind the Big Falls Tavern that night, and maybe he burned a little bit of grass before planting that piece of metal and then left for a small town in Illinois to visit the girlfriend who became my mother. And when he came back from Illinois, there was a warrant out for his arrest. But it was an election year, so that may be why that all happened.
Oh. This sounds like the perfect story for you, Bill.
A wonderful column. Yeah. But then you weren't born yet to tell it to me, were you? That's your great story.
That is a great story, Janelle. Thanks so much for sharing it. I love that story. You know, you were able to elicit stories from people. I mean, you had this job. After you left Stevens Point, maybe we should take it in order a little bit. You went to the Wisconsin State Journal, and probably the story that got you there, I think as you reported, was a fishing story you wrote about soapy fish.
Yes. I managed to do a outdoor column in Stevens Point, and I wrote a column about a fish that I had been getting ready to clean in my basement, and it was in a tub, and I was called away, and while I was away, my wife used that tub for rinse water and didn't see the fish, and when I came home, my fish was in this soapy tub of water, and I wrote a column about it, bemoaning the fact, and that was somebody showed it to the editor at the State Journal. So on the, I don't know if that really had anything to do with the job offer, but so from Ed Gein, my first job, to a soapy fish for my second job, it just strange things happen.
And that was the sort of the genesis. I think that column, nobody ever got or you didn't get bylines to begin with at Stevens Point.
No, and of course, for a young journalist, that's just an impossible situation. So that's why I started, talked them into allowing me to write an outdoor column, and they used an overline and called it Stokes Pokes, which gave me my writer's ego soothing. But the columning that I started at the State Journal was originated by 100 rhesus monkeys that got loose in Vilas Park and were up in the trees. These monkeys were owned by the university, and they all got loose, and they sent me down to do a story on this. And it occurred to me that probably the more interesting viewpoint would be that of the monkeys. So I did stories from the monkeys' point of view, the monkeys commenting on the crazy things that people were doing. And that was sort of the genesis of my column writing for the State Journal.
You know, I remember reading those stories.
Oh, my God, Larry. You're an old guy.
Oh, they were so funny from the point of view of the monkeys. And you have some examples. You have a lot of examples in your work, but in your book. But the stories about the monkeys were absolutely fantastic. And you got to, I mean, you wound up maybe as a result of that series, but you got to do a lot of things that every time I read one of your columns, I'm like, God, he got to do that? And one of the fun series I thought you did was when you took your whole family in a car to the Seattle World's Fair and you had a column every day, I think, didn't you?
Tried, yeah.
Yeah. Five kids and the wife in the car on the way, and your boss said, well, I'll give you some money. I think he for expense account money, and he offered $50.
Yes. We were pulling a small, we called them house trailers, behind and doing this trip all the way across the country with five small kids and trying to do a daily story. And when I laid out the plan, and never thinking they'd go for it, they did. And the editor, Fitzpatrick, said, well, you'll need some money. He said, I'll give you, let's do a $50 advance. And Murph Woolman, the business manager, when I went to get the voucher, said, well, you're going to need a little more than that. So we upped it to $150. But anyway, that was a great start of many adventures that was the wonderful part of my job with all of these newspapers. It allowed me to a degree of freedom to work my own ideas. Usually they were patterned to keep me out of the office, which was okay with the editors. But it was there were just many, many wonderful adventures, floating down the Mississippi with Carter and Jimmy Carter and Rosalind when they were in office for 3 days, or floating for 3 days, and talking to Liz Taylor, walking across Wisconsin with spring and going around Lake Superior in the wintertime. It was just, I could do these things, and they were just so much fun, and readers responded, and so
they did
it was
indeed.
A great job.
Bill Stokes, our guest today, and we'll be continuing to talk with him right through the program today as we visit with him about his latest book. And here it is, coming up the top of the hour, and we still probably have a ways to go on our member drive. Kate Archer can't help me out here. Our
12.
Goal of, 12 to go. Oh, my goodness.
One dozen.
We've got a dozen to go, and we got about 4 minutes to do it. So your support right now, help us make our goals here at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
And when you do give, you fund The Larry Mueller Show and all of these fabulous author conversations, the laughs, the tears, all of the emotions that you get from joining in. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about how your life might be enriched by these programs. How we're kind of unique, I think, here to, in public radio, to the chance to sit down with people like Bill Stokes and all of the guests that we have on the show. And we're listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
It's $10 Tuesday, Larry. So support the programs you love in style with a new WPR t-shirt. When you give $10 a month or more, it's comfy navy tee. Celebrates how WPR programming makes you feel informed, inspired, connected. Ask for yours at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And this $10 a month offer is only available today. Tomorrow, it goes back up to $12 a month.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
Dining room chairs because I eat in front of the TV more often than I should.
I think I bought a $5 pair of wireless headphones once, thinking, how bad can they be? They were pretty bad.
Decorative holiday towels.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation this winter member drive. Larry Mueller with Kate Archer Kent. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support.
Your contribution of $10 a month, $100 a month makes a difference to our entire community. Susan in Madison says, I'm donating for my continued enjoyment of Larry Mueller's shows and his guests.
That is so nice to hear.
Isn't that awesome?
I love it when people do that and write and comment. And I hope if you've been thinking about it and you think, well, okay, I can maybe do it. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. No, I think you should do it today. Here we are at $10 Tuesday. You make that gift, $10 a month, and we'll send you another T-shirt, of which I have. I must have 20 T-shirts at least over there.
How many are there in the drawer, in the repertoire, rotation?
I've got one that's designed to look like a Holstein cow.
That'd be a classic.
I've still got that one. And maybe I should auction that off and raise some more money. What about you? If you haven't given, we're going to have a chance to talk with Bill Stokes right after a look at the news. But if you haven't given yet, help us out right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And we'll be back right after this look at the news. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking with Bill Stokes about his book, Treason, an apologia to apologia. Excuse me, I mispronounced it. An apologia to trees. That's the sub, what comes after the colon in the title of the book. Bill, of course, wrote columns and feature articles for four newspapers during his 35-year career. Considered by most people to be probably the best or at least one of the very best outdoor writers that has ever come out of the Midwest and out of the country for that matter. So it's great to have him with us. He writes with a wit that is fantastic, and it's always fun. And he writes about things that most of us, you know, there are so many of the stories I've read of his, and I thought to myself, I'd have missed that story. I would have missed that. But he's had a lot of leeway to go out and do pretty much what he wanted with his stories. And I remember a quote from Tom Butler, who said the only way Stokes knows he's on vacation is that he has to pay for his own expenses.
Tom was on to me.
Oh, man.
But what you say is true, Larry, because it was that freedom to do almost anything that made the job so wonderful. You know, in most cases, a company car and an expense account and get out of here and go write. It was hard to believe. And it was during the days when newspapers were much more meaningful and much more exciting. They were where the excitement was in journalism, it was before the money counters took over from the editors, and it was a great place to be.
Yeah, it was, and you talk about that, you write about that in the book, mm-hmm. The impact of a little of TV, but then sort of the decline of papers in the heyday, and you were kind of lucky to be writing at a time when you could kind of get away with doing what you wanted.
Well, yeah, the budgets of newspapers at that time were had room for features and people type news, and that slowly went away. I think that the kind of job I had exists today in any of journalism.
And you would wander around, and I remember one point you're talking in the book about you stopped, you had no idea what you were going to do. You were in Waniwok.
Yes, I was at a service station bemoaning the fact that I had a deadline, excuse me, coming up the next morning. I had nothing to write about. And an old station wagon drove up to the pumps with a trailer, and in that trailer was a homemade cannon. And these guys, three or four of them, were going out. They told me to shoot their cannon. And I invited myself along, and it just made a wonderful column about these guys just stoking their cannon with they used crumpled up Milwaukee journals for whatever it is that you need between the
packing.
And the missile was a beer can full of sand, and the firing was an utter success. It smashed into a tree and splintered it across the valley, and these guys were just delighted. They just had the greatest time. I remember the grandpa hiding behind the hay rack while a cannon was fired and saying afterwards, I hope they don't shoot back. But it was one of those many times when I didn't have a column and something would just drop on my lap, and there it was.
And, well, one that you did kind of know about, although you didn't get much advance warning, was the Jimmy Carter, Rosalynn Carter thing. You were one of a three-person team, if I'm not mistaken, to be with him as he went down the Mississippi River.
Yeah, that was really an exciting, one of the real highlights of my years of newspapering. I was one of three pool reporters. I didn't even know what a pool reporter was. But Carter was floating down the river on the Delta Queen from Minneapolis to St. Louis. And I was standing on the deck next to Jody Powell, his press secretary. And I said to Powell, if the president knew that he was going through some really good trout fishing water. And Powell said, no, why don't you come and tell him about it? So he took me over and introduced me to the president and the first lady, and I had this wonderful 20 or 30 minute one-on-one with Carter about who had caught the biggest trout the previous year. It was just a great, fun conversation. And it was, I apparently didn't do my rightful duty by the Washington Press Corps because they chastised me after the float for not being productive enough in their estimation, but I got this wonderful story out of it that they didn't get, so it didn't bother me that much.
It was one of those stories where the first liar doesn't have a chance because I think you mentioned your fish was 18 inches long, and he said his was 19 inches long or something of that effect.
Yeah. Just a line about how that went down. We had both fished the Yellowstone the previous year, and Jimmy said that, and I said they were a nice 16-inch trout, and Jimmy said he caught 13 of them, and one was an 18-incher. So the paragraph reads, well, that does it. I lead with 16 inches, and he goes right to 18 inches without batting an eye. And there is no way to come back, though I think fleetingly about telling him about the 19-incher I caught one dark night back in June during the mayfly hatch. Anyway, that's the tenure of that story.
Oh, man.
And I got a wonderful, after a couple of weeks later, I got a really nice colored photo of me and the Carters standing at the railing of the Delta Queen and autographed by both of them to a fellow fisherman, and it was really neat.
A memorable thing.
Yeah.
Debbie in Black Earth has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
I just wanted to relay a story that Bill wrote about my brother years ago. We lived in Cottage Grove, close to the school, on the edge of town then, which is now the middle of town. But you wrote a story about his treehouse up in the pig yard.
Oh.
Do you recall that?
Yeah. Again, I do recall that story, but, you know, not much detail. Tell me about it.
You stopped by, probably drove by it and thought, I'm going to check this out. Well, I don't think it was safe to even be in, but, you know, they were always up there playing and he was always building something. But you wrote a story, I think it was in the Cap Times or State Journal, one of
State
the two.
State Journal.
But he turned out to be a wonderful carpenter. He can build just about anything. So I guess all of his practice on tree houses and go-karts paid off.
Wow, wonderful. Good.
Debbie, thank you so much. And I imagine over the years you get people come back to you and say things like that. Did you, you know, you remember that story you wrote about this or that?
Oh, yeah. Many. Reader reaction was always just a big, wonderful part of the job. And I even once got a letter of criticism from my mother, but deserved. But it was a two-way street, and I really loved all the letters from readers.
I'm telling you, there are so many stories in the book, and we haven't even gotten here halfway, not even a quarter of the way through everything. One of the stories that I remembered a lot, that I remembered so well, was and it's in the book in total, was the story of when you were deer hunting of the wild horse.
Oh yeah,
that is a tremendous story.
Yeah, I sort of developed a relationship with a wild horse up in Douglas County, and it became a sort of a symbol of the wild. And I think it was for the Journal Sunday magazine at that time, the Wild Horse of Douglas County. I remember that one well. You know, since we are in the middle of a commercial here, I need to do a commercial for my blog, which is called Kick-Ass the Doorstop Dog. And it's on my blog at BillStokesAuthor.com. And it's a daily thing that's just... foolishness sometimes, occasionally serious, but I have to insert it in Larry's commercial.
And your book, we should also say your book, you can go to your site to get your book, I'm sure.
You can go there, you can go to Amazon, and it's available, I don't know that they stock it, but bookstores, Barnes & Noble, and can order it. But if you want autographed copies, you'd have to go to me.
Yeah, and how do we do that again?
Well, BillStokesAuthor.com or my email is BillStokes31@gmail. So, or give me a call on the telephone.
Bill, it is such a pleasure to have you with us. And I hope we have a chance to do this again on whatever you write again or even this book again. We certainly didn't get through all of it. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I know anybody who picks it up is going to enjoy it as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Larry.
The book, and here I haven't been mentioning it enough because I've gotten some calls from people saying, why the heck doesn't he mention the title of the book so we can get it? It's Treason, and that's spelled treason, it sounds like, but it's T-R-E-E-S-O-N. Treason, an apologia to trees, and Bill Stokes is the author.
Phyllis designed the outstanding cover.
And she did. It is a fine cover. It is a fine cover. Oh, man. Bill Stokes, it's such a joy to be able to talk to him. And you know what? It's a joy to be able to talk to you as listeners as well. Here we are in our winter member drive. Kate Archer Kent joining us to raise money for the programs you enjoy, programs like this one. Support from people like you it's the largest piece of our funding, and that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important.
We are making, pretty good progress here. We need 8 more donors in the door this hour, and thank you so much to everyone who has given. And we have about 5 minutes left to go here to be able to get these 8 gifts. And the goal is set up to make sure that we'll be in a good position to pay for the Larry Mueller Show in the months to come.
And so let's meet that goal. It happens one gift at a time, and we can start with yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, you hear familiar voices when you join the Larry Mueller Show. Regular guests like the physical therapist, Jill Tyne Nissenbaum, and Lori Tyne Brody, who help you with the aches and pains. And the phone lines open with Scott Craven, who's happy to speculate on wildlife sightings, the weather guys, Steve Ackerman and John Martin. And of course, the consumer protection experts and Michelle Reinen. You know, you've got just such a great lineup, Larry.
It's a wonderful lineup. And, we try to cover topics that are part of your everyday life. A lot of times we're giving advice and ideas. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're talking with authors about books that they've written and that I like. And because you've come to trust and appreciate those gifts, I hope you'll support the program with your dollars. Easy to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Today is $10 Tuesday, so celebrate how WPR makes you feel when you ask for your WPR t-shirt with your gift of $10 a month or more. It's a comfy t-shirt, features a mustard-colored message, informed, inspired, connected, on a navy background. Ask for yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Take advantage of this special offer because tomorrow it goes back up to $12 a month.
And maybe you listen to WPR with your kids and enjoy how it might spark conversations, or maybe at dinner you might share something you heard earlier in the day.
Oh, public radio is a start to quality conversations again and again, and your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It keeps the connection going.
We hear from a lot of first-time donors who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college, or people who turned 30 maybe and realized, I'm grown up now, it's time to give to WPR.
Giving money to something you believe in, though, a service you rely on, a service you respect, it is a great way to communicate a new phase in your life, or commemorate, I should say, and we encourage it. Many first-time donors give $10 or $20 a month, but you choose the amount that is just right for you. And then go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I think it's a great business model in that it operates using donations from people and donations from corporations. It works. I'm happy to donate because I think it's so important. And I'm happy to donate more because I know there's some people out there that can't. It's just great company in, you know, in the house. I'm Mary from Menominee, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for everyday listening.
Mary, thank you very much. I hope you'll give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Kate Archer Kent. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. Just take a few minutes here. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And once in a while, you do get more than you pay for. And we sure hope WPR is one place where that's true every single day. So consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
And it's hard to buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. It works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Perhaps you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part, but if you've continued support, you know, by the listening and those hours of checking in on news and these interesting conversations, you know, in order to keep that going, we need your support today and into the future.
If it's been a while since you donated, it's the perfect time to do it and renew at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and we will be very glad to have you back.
$10 a month contribution works out to just 33 cents a day when you think about the daily information and the inspiration you get from The Larry Mueller Show. That is a great value.
So what else can you get for 33 cents a day? Nothing.
Nada.
Make your gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your 33 cents a day investment will yield programs that keep you engaged and up to date.
I love to tell you this, that we have a few minutes left here. We are looking for three more people to join in. You make WPR possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kate and I are going to have to go away here in a few seconds, but if you've been thinking about giving, I hope you'll put that thought into action. Your gift right now, it's really powerful. It makes a big difference. If you go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, you'll be making this program and all the programs you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Thanks so much. And from Kate Archer Kent, thank you. And keep on listening to WPR.